Here you go, sir.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It is 9:40. I call this meeting of the Committee on Rules to order. We have, I believe, one set of minutes here.
Two sets of minutes here. So move, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have a Standard Work Act amendment before us, and we have some visitors. Discuss this. Would both of you please identify yourselves for the record?
Linda Trinikowski, Associate County Attorney from the Law Department. Stacey Dolgenmax, Counsel for the Rules Committee.
All right. Would you please tell us what we have before us?
Well, we have an amendment to the standard work day and leave. What happened, I believe, is that Legislator Noda wished to revise his time, update his hours for the for this particular piece of legislation, and that's exactly what we've done in this legislation. We've revised his hours. This legislation will need to be amended once again because, as you can see, Legislator Shimsky has not given her hours yet because she hasn't had enough time. Her hours still need to be submitted to the clerk of the board.
Okay.
In addition, there was one other change, I believe, that was made, and that was just the deletion of footnote 4 with respect to Commissioner McGuire, because since the last time we had this this act, he actually was confirmed by the board, so it's no longer necessary to note that his inclusion in here was subject to confirmation.
Okay.
So thank you. We're just deleting that.
All right, and just for the record, so members know, within the next couple weeks, we need to have a lengthy discussion because some things, some advice that council has gotten from the retirement system has changed. So we'll have to have a very broad discussion. We want to make sure that Jimmy is here for that, and perhaps the chief of staff from the administration as well. So Wendy will work on setting that up probably in the next 2 weeks or so. All right, so is there any discussion on this?
Mr. Chairman, just really quickly on this particular thing. With the blank, can we submit this with just a blank line on it, and then the clerk of the board submit the documentation later?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right now, because we will have to update this piece of legislation once we get her hours. So that's when it will end up including it again, including her hours and time, and then that whole new piece of legislation will be submitted to the state once again.
So we'll have to, this is a revision,
right,
and then we'll revise
we'll
it again,
another one.
And then we'll have the big, broader policy discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome, sir.
So
any other discussion? Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any new business to come
this
before
this?
This
is a new record.
Mr. Chairman, just really quick on this. Really quick on the item. I believe that the June 6th minutes do not need to be, because it was not, you actually postponed that meeting.
Okay.
Right? So you didn't have the 6th meeting was this meeting that was postponed till today.
Right. I wasn't sure what
So I will rescind my motion if that is all right with you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. I think what I technically did was I adjourned the meeting, though.
Yeah, at the
call of the show. So I don't know how that works technically, but I technically adjourned the meeting as opposed to postponing it.
What, this meeting here?
No, the one on June
6th. I first postponed it, and then I adjourned it at 4:05.
Whatever you decide is correct.
So is it, I mean, because there was no meeting to have minutes of.
Yeah, but a meeting was scheduled.
Okay, so we'll leave it alone.
All right. What happened to the meeting?
Okay.
It addressed me.
Thank you.
All right, so there being no other new business before this committee, do we have a motion to close?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is hereby closed. Please don't leave. We've got to sign the act.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Very good. Thank you.
We can do that one if you want in front of you.